here on 89.7 WGBH, and good morning. I'm Bob C. It's a Thursday morning, the 4th of October, and as usual on Thursday mornings, joining me in studios, WGBH's Jared Bowen. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And surveying the art scene this week, where you're taking us to the circus and also to meet one of the world's finest violinists. So let's begin at the circus.
This I have been looking forward to. This is La Sept Doigt de la Main, Seven Fingers of the Hand.
Okay.
And they're a Montreal circus troupe, and they had come here last year with Psy, P-S-Y. They got rave reviews, and I never had the chance to see it. So I had high expectations going in, and they were completely met. This is a show called Sequence 8. It's presented by Arts Emerson, playing through October 7th at the Cutler Majestic Theater just through this weekend, and you must go. Why the circus troupe is so fantastic is, of course, they have just tremendous skill, but they come at circus through a different way. You feel like you're watching people you might know up on stage because they're young people. They're very affable. The show opens with one of the members speaking directly to the audience, and in this particular show, Sequence 8, he's saying, "We're all connected," and that's really the theme of the show. So there's no huge artifice. There are no elaborate costumes. They're people that could be sitting in the audience who just stepped on stage, and that's why I think that you find this attachment. You really are so surprised and awestruck by what they're doing because it's just regular human beings. And I was sort of thinking about this in the context of we've seen a lot of circus troupes, especially Cirque du Soleil, especially coming out of Canada. You think, at this point, what could possibly evolve? What could be different? And it really is sort of the basic level approach that La Sept Doigt de la Main takes. But what the theatrics here are just incredible. You have people leaping through hoops feet first. You have sort of a human Jenga tower that they create. There's one hilarious moment where the lights keep dimming, and when they brighten up again, you see all of the circus members at the top of a pole or somewhere else on stage that they've done in just a matter of seconds. It's so engaging. It's so fun. And these people are so incredibly talented.
Sequence 8, presented by Arts Emerson at the Cutler Majestic Theater through October 7th. So you have to see it this weekend, right? Next, we go to the BSO and renowned violinist Yitzhak Perlman, one of my favorites. And he's appearing.
He opened the BSO's 132nd season this year. Of course, there's still a search for the music director. So just like last year where they had a great violinist Anne-Sophie Mutter open the season, this year they had Yitzhak Perlman, who's now doubling as conductor and performer. And it was in an all Beethoven program. And this was sort of one of the pinch me moments. You know, as many people as I meet and as much as I get exposed to, I still get very excited, especially when to meet people like Yitzhak Perlman. And I had the chance to ask him why he thinks the violin sound resonates as it does with people.
With a violin, as with other string instruments, you do all the work. So in other words, you have to play in tune. You have to vibrate. You have to produce the sound and so on. So I suppose that one's soul and one's feel about what one does musically is exposed immediately because you do it with your hands.
How extensive is Perlman's concert schedule these days?
It's very extensive. He sort of has a three-pronged approach to his career now, which is he still performs, and he did in this all Beethoven evening last week. He did perform for half of the concert and then conducted the second half, which is what he's spending a lot of time doing now, traveling the world conducting. He was also the music director of a smaller orchestra in New York that folded. It was sort of a fiscal collapse that he had nothing to do with. And the other main priority for him these days is with his wife. He runs a music program where they have the young virtuosos of the world that they bring together and they mentor, and that's where he spends the bulk of his career.
You've told me he imparted one fundamental piece of advice when it comes to playing. What is it?
Well, it's so interesting. He says it all comes down to listening, and you have to listen to your sound, whether you're the orchestra or you're a player. And I said to him, well, that's so fundamental. Isn't that obvious? And he said, no, it's so difficult because even he finds it difficult. When you're in the physical act of playing, you're so distracted, and it also depends upon your mood that day. If you're in sort of a foul mood, you might be more apt to think that you're playing poorly. So he said it really comes down down to trying to have that discipline to listen to your sound.
And you also had a chance to speak to the BSO's managing director, Mark Volpe, about this search, of course, for a new music director. Everybody's highly anticipating that. How is it progressing?
Yeah, well, I think it is wrapping up. Mark Volpe said, of course, now we're into year two of this, and they have a 12-member board of people who are on the search committee, and it's made up of Mark Volpe and his one other member of his artistic staff, five musicians, five members of the BSO, and he does expect to be able to name somebody next year. I think he has the self-imposed pressure at this point. He realizes that the orchestra needs it. The orchestra still sounds great. I mean, Levine left them in great form. Mark Volpe says they're sort of in the sweet spot right now because the average age of the musicians is 40, so they're so proficient that they're at the height of their careers. So it is a good moment, but at the same time, audiences are clamoring. I think musicians are clamoring at this point. There is sort of a need to wrap this up, and he told me that they are close.
All right, and violinist Joshua Bell appearing this weekend with
yes,
the orchestra.
It's a terrific program, Bernstein Serenade, and they have Joshua Bell, and I should mention that our sister station, Classical New England, will be broadcasting the BSO concert, and the Itzhak Perlman concert that I mentioned, the All Beethoven concert, is available streaming on our own BSO webpage, classicalnewengland.org/BSO.
All right, thank you so much, Jared Bowen, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, Bob.